The first performance of La Traviata took place in Venice on the 6th of March, 1855. This opera, which is one of the least exaggerated of the works that flowed from the pen of Verdi at this period of his career, made at its first hearing a brilliant fiasco. Of this fact, there can be no doubt. For the very next day, the composer declared himself in a laconic note to one of his friends, "La Traviata last night was a failure. Was the fault mine or the singer's? Time will decide." Verdi was too modest, for the fault was entirely the singer's. Signora Donatelli, who represented Violetta, was afflicted with an enormous stoutness, and the Venetians, joyous and merry by nature, even somewhat frivolous, gave themselves up to wild delight when they heard a mountebank doctor speaking of a lady endowed with such fine embonpoint as Signora Donatelli, declaring seriously that the ravages of consumption left her but a few hours to live. The result of this unfortunate circumstance was that when the curtain dropped upon the pathetic tragedy of the last act, the audience's mirth was at its height. In about a year, however, La Traviata was produced again in Venice, but in a different theater and under quite different circumstances. This time it was a brilliant success, and soon made a triumphal tour of Italy and of the whole of Europe. We all know what its success has been up to the present time. I need not weary you with the story of the opera, for it is quite familiar to all, having been made famous by the dramatic version of Dumas' Camille, which was played by the famous French actress Sarah Bernhardt. Briefly, it concerns Violetta Valerie, a young and beautiful orphan who has formed an illicit connection with Alfred Zermo, a young nobleman. The young man's father pleads with Violetta not to injure the boy's career, so she leaves her lover and the little home he had fitted up for her and goes to live in Paris. After several incidents, Alfred, at last knowing the real facts of her sacrifice, finds her in Paris, but too late, for she is dying of consumption. The poor girl's last moments are the happiest in her life, and she expires in her lover's arms. The song given on this record, "Ah, fors et Louis, was he perchance," is sung by Violetta almost at the start of the opera. It occurs after a love scene with Alfred. Violetta is left alone and sings, "Was he perchance my longing soul? Lonely mid scenes of pleasure, love to paint in colors bright. Yes, this is love, is the love that palpitates through all the world." Lucrezia Borri is today one of the most famous of all Spanish operatic artists. She made her debut in 1908, then sang for 2 years in Manon Lescaut with the Metropolitan Opera Company in Paris. New York City has heard her at the Metropolitan Opera House, where she has sung the leading roles in most of the important operas.